We'll turn to the last chapter of the Bible, Revelation chapter 22. And we will read the word of the Lord. Verse 12, the final statement of Christ to the laboring church of earth. 22nd chapter of the Revelation and the verse 12. And behold, I come quickly. Every one of those words have dropped many times from the lips of Christ in different times of testing and trials for the apostles. But now he says, and behold, open your eyes, take cognizance what's happening. I come quickly. Thank God the Lord is going to come quickly from heaven. In a moment, he'll come. What a day that'll be. I don't know what I'll be doing when Jesus comes, but I know I'm going higher someday. And as I pass some sleepy saint hardly awake, and I'll give him a good shout. I told a Plymouth brother the other day, says, I want to pass you, you'll wake up for the first time in your life. Yeah. I come quickly, and my reward is with me. Think of it. Christ doesn't come to reward himself. He comes to reward his workers. My reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Thank God for what God will do for his saints when he arrives. And he's coming. Coming far more quickly than some unbelievers think. He's coming. I am Alpha and Omega. I used to ask myself, why does the Lord keep telling us that in the book of Revelation? Used to ponder it. Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet. Omega is the last letter. Why does he keep saying that? I am the first letter of the alphabet. I'm the last letter. Because his writing is finished. This book is complete. And everything in this book will be completed. Everything. What a day that will be when the book is finally fulfilled. Nothing left out. Nothing forgotten. It all done. That will be the beginning and the ending. That will be the first and the last. What a day that would be. Blessed are they that do his commandments. Where will I find his commandments? In the Alpha and Omega. That they may have a right to the tree of life. Mine, we're away back in Genesis. But we're not like Eve standing and called by the old devil and destroyed in our holiness. We are going. serve him in the place of victory. We will do his commandments that they may have a right to the tree of life. The first woman that sinned, first sinner in the world, had no right to the tree of life. She took it in disobedience. But we are going to have a right to the tree of life, that we may enter in through the gates to the city. Poor old Eve was put out of the gates. She was thrown out. But thank God we're going to be brought in. Amen. Boy, that'll be some day when those great gates open. They'll never close again. And for all eternity, the doors will be wide open. Because he is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. There's good things coming for us. Thank God. We're going to be like him. You'll be really good looking, dear. You'll not need the wee tin of powder anymore. You'll can abandon it because you're going to be really like your Lord. And every one of us will admire one another and say, am I good looking? And the old people around, you know what they'll say? They'll say, yeah, it's a pity you weren't as good looking when you lived on earth. For you are an old hard crow when you're down there on earth. Aren't you glad you're saved?
Yes.
And every day brings us a day step nearer home.
Amen.
Nearer home. Nearer home. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Oh, Father, we thank thee for this table. We thank thee for this wine and this bread. And we thank thee that what we're here for, to obey the scriptures and to take Christ into our living being, as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Lord, as this cup goes from hand to hand and the bread goes from hand to hand, bless it to us all. Thank you for the privilege of being at the Lord's table today. And everyone said, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, take, eat. This is my body, which was broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.